May the sound of Jesus' voice always resonate within our hearts. Amen. A group of people have gathered around Jesus, and this would be no small group. The festival of dedication is a huge and joyful celebration, and this gathered group would have been crowding around Jesus. They would have been eager in hearing Jesus' reply to their question. How long will you keep us in suspense? Are you or aren't you the Messiah? Oh, and answer us plainly, not in one of these parables that we have to really think about. So Jesus looks at them, answers them. And I like to think there's a mischievous smile on his face as he answers plainly and in metaphor. I have told you and you do not believe, but my sheep know, my sheep hear my voice, and they know me and I know them. Sheep are simple and gentle. They get scared easily. They aren't often leaders of sheep in the herd, and they rely heavily on the shepherd to guide them with their body and with their voice, to get them to food, to water, and to shelter. They trust that the shepherd loves them and will take care of them. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me, Jesus tells us. And this got me thinking about voices and about humans. Babies in their mother's womb at around 20 weeks hear more of the outside world. And at 24 weeks, babies have been known to be seen turning their heads in response to voices and noises. During pregnancy, the clearest voice a baby hears is their mother's voice. And at 3 weeks old, babies are the size of a shrimp. But the first sensations a baby will experience is the tactile experience from the vibrations of the mother's voice. The mother's voice, which reverberates through her bones and the rest of her body, which then travels down to the baby. The human voice is quite meaningful and important. This is how we communicate and create bonds. With our own voices, we share much more than words and data. We share basically who we are. And there's a researcher at MIT, and her name is Rebecca Kleinberger, and she studies our relationship of ourselves to our own voices. And Kleinberger shares that with our voice, we share who we are. We rarely use our voice for ourselves. We use it as a gift to give to others. It is how we touch each other. The research is amazing. By listening to the voice, the researchers can understand possible failures of what is happening inside our bodies. For example, listening to very specific types of turbulences and non-linearity of voice can help predict early stages of Parkinson's just through a phone call. Listening to the breathlessness of the voice can help detect heart disease. Our voices, they're also linked to how we create relationships. And we have a different voice for every person we talk to. The researchers can take a little snippet of our voice and analyze it. And then they can know whether we're talking to our spouse, our mother, our father, our brothers or sisters, to our friends, or to our boss. They hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give to them eternal life, and they will never perish. Jesus tells us this. Jesus is promising to take care of us. And Jesus does provide for us, not always in the ways we expect, but if we are willing to be stretched to see anew, be like sheep who wander and roam, or as the saying goes, it is the journey that matters, because it is our journeys that form our very lives. Jesus tells us about shepherds and sheep so that we can see in this moment and all the moments of our lives that we will always know his voice, know his touch, know we are always held in the palms of his hands. Jesus tells us about shepherds and sheep so we can place ourselves within the metaphor, so we can see and feel God's goodness and love and mercy for us, now and forever. Amen.